Do you realize that we've been at this for like 6 hours now? Oh my gosh, this day is amazing. I have to know something though. Okay, is this one of the best things you've ever done? Absolutely. Yes, I can definitely agree. Does this actually make me want to be more spontaneous in the future? Yes, because you know, without acting on this impulse, I wouldn't be sitting on a carousel with you. that is an excellent question. Well, when we first got on, it was still perfectly sunny, but now the sun is setting. Wait, you didn't even realize that the sun was disappearing? What have you been preoccupied with exactly? Me. Oh. Well, I didn't know that I was even that interesting. I don't know how to respond to that. No, I'm not fishing for compliments, but I don't know, would it be so bad if I was? Okay. Would it be alright if I did something else on impulse? Oh, you wouldn't complain. Okay, even better then. Okay, so earlier you mentioned that this was turning into one of the best days. And I said the same thing, and I was being completely serious. Like, I don't really get many days like this, like, where I can just be me. Yes, without having to plan everything out. Most things I have to rehearse in my head. Hell, I can't tell you how many times I said, you should get off this train with me, inside my head. Yes, really. Does that make me weird? You do the same. I'm sensing a but. Of course I'm correct. The time with me has been spectacular. Well, careful, you might make me blush. You know what? Yes, go ahead. Act as impulsively as you want. I insist. You know, I was really, really hoping that you would do that. And I almost did it myself during the first ride we had on this thing, but then I realized that I really wanted you to do it. Because then I wouldn't have to worry about whether or not you didn't want to. Yes, I'm terrible, I know. I shouldn't have let you worry, but to be fair, I was the one who asked you to join me, so it's kind of your turn. Again, I know this is terrible, but isn't it a little less terrible now? I mean, if not, I promise I will buy you a drink to make up for it. Instead, what? What? Another kiss will make up for it? Okay. I think that can be arranged. Okay. are you ready to get off this thing? Okay. Okay, yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good. My face isn't red. Shush. It's no. Stop it. Look, okay, I'm ready to get off, okay? I kind of want to be alone with you anyway without all the people on here. What? Just like that? I mean, the ride is still going. As long as you got me. You know, you better be careful. Because if you don't stop, I might go just a little bit crazy over you. Yes. Well, actually, that's a little bit of a lie. I think I'm already a little crazy over you. 6 hours, that's all it took. What? It did not take you less than an hour. How? When? Wait. So that look that you were giving me when you got off the bus, you were crazy for me then. Wow, did I call that or what? Well, yeah, I know. I'm not saying you fell in love with me, but still. There was something, even when I was just joking. Yes, really, I know that you couldn't fall in love with me that fast. But then again, I also didn't think you'd be crazy for me that fast. What? What? No. Here, my hand is all yours. I just, I wasn't expecting you to ask to hold my hand. Yes, it's all yours. Can I be honest with you for a moment? Okay, fine, that's true. I've been honest all day, just like you. But this feels a little different. Okay, so I have a hotel reservation, and I was even prepared to get you your own separate room, but if you don't mind, I certainly wouldn't mind you sharing my room with me. Yeah, really. What do you think of that? You're all in, just like that. That's very true. You did already get off the train with some stranger. You're right. Sharing a room is nothing compared to that. Sorry, I really wanted to do that again. Okay. You know what? You were being too smooth for your own good. No. You can't just kiss me and go, so did I. That's just, mm-mm. You're right. What a terrible shame. Oh, jeez. You know, I do worry because we are past the logical point of this, but you're not, like, dating anyone, are you? Because I would hate for this to suddenly be so wrong. Not anymore. But you were, okay? How long ago? Okay, well, my last relationship was 5 months ago, so 2 months isn't bad. To be honest, I didn't think that I could experience something like this without some kind of serious bond. Yes, exactly. I thought I could only be spontaneous with, like, a long-term partner, you know, something. No, certainly not a stranger. But that makes it better. I mean, at least I think so. Yeah, I do think that. You know, I have been out searching, pining for this great love. And I've only just recently realized that a great love is temporary. It's usually something that you end up looking back on. Yes, exactly. The right kind of love. That's the kind that lasts forever. I'm not sure what that makes us. I mean, as of right now, perhaps a momentary bliss. You know, that gray area in between it all. It has the potential to be the right kind of love, but it could also be another great love that we both look back on. I agree. It is beautiful in a way. What do you mean the uncertainty is sad? Right, and because of fate and whatnot, just because we may want more doesn't mean it's necessarily meant to be. Well, damn. I do really enjoy the fact that we can talk freely about these things, though. Oh yes, absolutely. I don't believe I've ever had a conversation or conversations like I've had today. Oh, you agree? And there's that potential again. Yes, kissing you is potential. Have you ever kissed yourself? You trust me. Kissing you shows great potential because it's a kind of kiss that I wouldn't mind having for the rest of my life. Can I ask you something? this relationship that you went through. What ended it? Wait, really? Really? You were convinced that you were gonna marry her. What happened then? Wait, did she actually say that? She actually said that she didn't see potential in you or the relationship anymore. Well, that certainly explains why your face seemed to light up when I said kissing you was potential. I'm sorry that she said that to you. Is it okay, though? Have they been different? What? Well, even if you're having fun experiencing this with me, you're still allowed to be upset about it, though. Yeah, absolutely. Pain is pain, and you shouldn't be denied the experience of freeing yourself of it. Yes, even though you're with me right now. Actually, even more so, pain and happiness can go together in the best ways. And who knows, this might be fate's way of telling you that. What do you mean you knew that would come back to bite you? Oh, so you were thinking about the same exact thing when we were discussing fate. And now with me saying it, sounds a bit like it might be fate. Here, free yourself a bit. How? Well, tell me anything about this relationship. Something you kept bottled in or still bottle up. Yes, anything. She hurt you with her words? Like, how frequently? Daily. Seriously? I mean, there's being subtle and then there's that. Why was she always upset with you? What? Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm processing this. So, because she had a better job than you, she based your value on that? Oh, no. No. Absolutely not. Your value is based on so much more than what you have to offer job-wise. Even if her job was better, by her opinion, the thing that you want in a partner is more than that. Well, like, I know that for me, I would always look for someone who could make me laugh, even if they're not attempting to. Or someone who shows affection, like wanting to hold my hand. I assume there were more issues with her. Then what made you stay with her as long as you did? Wait. So, you felt like she could be the one all because of how she used to make you feel? Well, there's your problem. Yeah, I will happily tell you. Okay, look. You know, this girl that I assume you once considered the great love of your life, she doesn't exist anymore. She stopped existing. You know what I mean. I'm talking about existence, not, like, literal existence, okay? Even more so, if the only thing that kept the idea of her around was memories, you know, nothing was grounding you to reality. Everything you have painfully listed has all been issues with her, like, current, like, in the moment. Plus, you mentioned memories. As I said, there was nothing present that she did at the time, it's all been what she used to do. I am. I'm not trying to be painfully honest. Are you sure it's not in a bad way? Okay, well, I understand needing to hear something. So, as long as my honesty with how I view this isn't hurting you, I will remind you, since you're still coping with this idea of her, but know that an idea isn't real until it's real. It's just something floating around in your head, playing the what-if game. When it's real, you feel it. Yeah. I have been through something similar. That's kind of why I'm way too aware of the subject. That depends. Do you want to hear about it? Okay. Well, I thought that I was falling in love with the right person, but they're never the right person. I get too fixated on this idea, and that idea becomes the version of them in my head. And then that person fights to keep up with said idea. No, it's not fair to either person. No, don't be sorry. If anything, it led me to you, and even if this is a one-night thing, it's an experience that I wouldn't trade for the world. Yes, I absolutely do mean that. Really, you're glad that you met me. Likewise, I needed this too. Tell you something random, like really anything, not like on a specific subject. Okay, something I've never told anyone. Oh, I know. I hate messaging. Yeah, I hate it. I will always prefer calling over messaging any day. Of course you can ask why, but you might think I'm just a little bit crazy afterwards. Okay, fine, that's true, fair enough. If I didn't want to see you again, it would be simple. So, yeah, who cares if, you know. I hate messaging because I can't recognize tones through text. Yeah, it's weird, I know. Well, I mean, come on, it's kind of weird. Okay, well, I was raised to be highly sensitive. You know, fully aware anytime someone made the slightest change in their vocal tone. And while I can't be as aware over text. So, if something feels off, again, even in the slightest way, I will just suddenly assume that I've done something wrong. Yeah, I will fully, without any proof, believe that the person is mad at me. Oh yeah, it can happen all the time, but because I get so much shit about how I prefer calling, I just can't really explain why. Especially since I can't ever ask if the person is just mad at me or if they hate me. Because then that would make me look weird, so I will just sit up all night, looking through the messages, going every single one of them, everything, just looking for some kind of proof. Yeah. But even if there is an endless pile of evidence to suggest that they're not actually mad at me, I can't really tell until they actually tell me. Yes, because of the tone issue. Mostly because at the end of the day, my head will read the tone however it wants to read the tone. You don't have to be sorry, because, you know, once I hear a positive, happy tone directed towards me in general, I'm back to thinking everything's okay again. But, until then, I basically walk on eggshells, kind of terrified. Is it awful? Okay, well, here, let me make it just a little bit worse. Oh no, indeed. Okay, so I say this because it might be the only time I ever get to truly speak it and speak about it. So, yeah. While I wait for some kind of reassurance, you know, reasoning to suggest that the person in question doesn't just despise me, I will, like, cry. Like, I'll mutter to myself, please just talk to me. Actually, no. Let me correct all of this. So when I'm emotionally, mentally, just like not in the best mindset, I absolutely hate messaging. It just makes things worse for me. Oh yeah, messaging is fine outside of that, but still, it's all it takes is one tiny feeling in my gut. And because of that, I will always prefer calling over texting. Yes, it is exhausting at times. Do you find me crazy yet? No? Wow, I guess I should try harder next time. What? You wanna hug me? Wait, you wanna hug me to keep me safe from all that for just a moment? No, yeah, of course it's okay. It's just, no one's ever said anything like that before. Wow. You have such nice arms. Nice as in I feel safe in them. Ugh, fuck. What are we gonna do about this? Meaning, are we gonna end up keeping in contact, or is this really just a one-night thing? I'm not sure either. You want more time, but... Yeah, no, I like the idea of having a moment like this living in my mind forever without it being tainted because of something bad. So, we're on the same page then. Look, if tonight really is our only night together, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Because odds are we may not even like one another outside of all of this. Yes, it could be the traveling thing. There are just things that make it hard to act on something like this. So, realistically, we just have tonight. And yet, I would do anything for more time. Okay, here's an idea then. What if we treat this like we only have this relationship for today? You know, today only. Maybe that would make it feel even more spectacular. If it, you know, ends up meaning more, then we can discuss something later, but for now... Yeah, for now it's just tonight. Because like I said, if we wake up tomorrow and one of us or even both of us realize that we want more... Yeah, we would just have to say... If that's the case, then I am just going to take every moment I can to experience whatever I can with you. Yeah, maybe I won't make this easy, but I can very easily say the same about you. But for now, you still have the rest of tonight. Tomorrow morning. We have time. I will insist on one other requirement, though. There was a photo booth back over by the carousel. This thing will likely be up for another few hours, so I want something to take with me to remember all of this. You like that idea? Until then, what? What? You want to go sit in the grass in that park? That park right there. I would love to. Especially if there's a chance I can rest my head in your lap. Yes. Under that tree. It's perfect because it's got the perfect amount of shaded area and no one's really around, so... What do you say? Can I rest my head on you? You sure? Yes, I am perfectly content with you playing with my hair while my head is in your lap. Is this alright? Well, isn't that just beautiful? The sun, it's shining on you and you have these little flecks of green in your eyes. Yes, I did just kiss your hand. Is that a problem? Oh, I'm trouble. As long as I'm the best kind of trouble. I have the best kind of hair. How so? Wait. Wait. You like that my hair is tangly, so your fingers occasionally get caught. Oh, okay. It's like when I remember intimate details. So is that what you're gonna remember about me? My tangly hair? You know what I'm gonna remember about you? Well, obviously the green flex, but also the way you rubbed the outside of my hand with your thumb. The fact that you're unafraid to like the things that you like, you know, carousels being one of them. And the way you look at me like I'm holding you to the ground. What will you remember about me besides my hair? Wait, you can feel my eyes on you? Oh no. You must have been feeling them all day. I press my lips together before I laugh. You like my freckles? I'm not looking at you funny. I'm memorizing your face. Yeah, like I'm gonna lose you, but aren't I gonna lose you though? You're not too sure. I mean, I guess the night is still young. I think I already missed you. Is that weird? You don't have to miss me though. I'm right here. See? Feel. I'm still here. I know that you're still here too. Do you mind if we stay here for a bit? Till the sun's done setting? I just like being alone with you like this. As long as I'd like. Does forever work with you? Maybe. Okay. I'll take it.